Hey there, this is Pete Moorbach. I'm here with my friend Elaine Ryan. We're going to talk about some Patreon fee structure stuff because, oh my god, this thing got out of hand because Patreon did a bad job with communication about it.
I would agree.
Yeah, so I think I've decoded the whole thing, and I want to explain it in a way where people can at least make judgments about it based off of like the situation at hand and not the stories that are being told about it. I had a similar problem when I was communicating about an issue we had on our Patreon for Angelarium. And the two issues are actually really related. And I remember posting about it when I was heated in the moment. And the tone was pure poison for my community. And I feel like that's exactly what they're going through right now. So I kind of sympathize. But I also think that they're trying to look out for their creators, which has been the mission of the company also. So I've been giving them a lot of benefit of the doubt up until the point where I started reading their own language. And then I was like, ooh, you guys need to answer some questions. But they answered those questions, but in the worst way possible. So only true believers like me who are really trying to pick this thing apart even understood what was happening. So the real beginning, every single time you transfer money online digitally and every time you use a credit card, there's always a transaction fee hidden in there somewhere, and someone is paying it. Sometimes it's the person sending the payment is paying it. Sometimes the person receiving it is paying it. But most of the time, we just like let this stuff fall into the background, especially with like you go and buy something in a store with a credit card. There is a service fee. The store is usually eating that service fee because typically you're spending $20, $50, $100 on something, and they're
and it's
paying
like 25 cents on a debit card and
a little bit less.
Or a little bit more on a credit card.
Right. And then that's why, like, with a lot of small mom and pop shops, you can't use credit cards for transactions under $10. And it's just like a normal facet of daily life. The thing is that you typically don't see businesses structured around transferring hundreds of $1 payments at once.
Yeah.
So what Patreon did was like, this is a problem. So right at the very beginning, they're like, we are going to solve this problem by bundling all those transactions together and run them all at once. So it doesn't matter whether you're charging people per creation or per month. We're just going to run all of the credit cards, all the PayPal stuff, like all at the same exact moment as a bundle to reduce the impact of the fees.
Right.
And that's how it's been. But the side effect is that with all of the stuff getting charged at the same time, that meant there's like this boat that left the dock at like midnight at the last day of the month every month. And if you miss that boat, like I did a couple of months ago, things get really weird really fast. Like I forgot to check a box when I was setting up a scheduled post to charge people for it. And I didn't realize it until after that boat left for the month. And I was like, oh shit, there was like $8,000 in charges that didn't go through. And that boat's not coming back for another 30 days. And now,
there was problems.
Yes, there was a.
So you couldn't do two boats next month.
Right. People had put a block on the fact that they didn't want to be charged twice ever, but I needed to charge them twice to make up for the previous month. And it was like, oh, wait, am I losing you? Because this is complicated and it's annoying and it's invisible. And so Patreon has been dealing with this issue with creators. Not only are the creators upset at the amount of fees that they're paying, which they are getting increasingly upset as the numbers start to get bigger, where like, I mean, Angelarium loses about $600 a month to service fees right now. It's a lot. And it fluctuates and it's really unpredictable. And so Patreon's eating all these complaints from creators, this nonstop flow of complaints that they're either having weird payment issues where stuff is like not processing right, or people are getting charged twice really quickly for stuff because Patreon set up three different types of payment options. But because they need to bundle the payments to reduce the fees, they all have crazy nuances built into them. And it's bad for everyone. It's bad for people don't know when they're getting charged or when they can collect rewards. Creators don't know how to distribute the rewards. They don't know how much they're getting paid any individual month. So they're like, we're going to nip this in the bud. We are going to fix it so that it's going to be like a Netflix subscription. You get charged when you sign up, and then you get charged on the anniversary of that sign up every single month. Netflix doesn't charge on the 30th of every month. They charge you every 30 days, right, from when you sign up. And that's going to be monthly. And if you want to charge per creation, you just get the payment goes out right when you upload the paid post. So when I finish a piece of artwork, I check a box. Everyone gets charged right then. Right as soon as I finish it. If I upload a podcast for One Fantastic Week, everyone gets charged they get charged right then. It's really simple. The problem.
And thank you for your support.
Yeah, and thank you for all of my patrons out there. But like, you're like, oh, okay, that's easy. Except for now, you can't bundle all the charges because there's no big boat to like run the charges all together. Like they all happen on these odd days spread throughout the month. So those fees that creators were already getting up in arms about are about to skyrocket because they can no longer bundle them together. Mm-hmm. So they're like, this is going to be a problem. We're about to screw over our creators by trying to help our creators because of this esoteric problem built into the fact these service charges for these payment processing services are not designed for $1 pledges. And our solution up till this point is hard to communicate, and it's complicated, and it's screwing people over in all sorts of various subtle ways. And it's not just like the service fees I've been paying. It's also like that point where I forgot to check a box in and all of a sudden thousands of dollars just like slid away into a black hole. And the communication around that poisoned my relationship with my community. So I would love to see them fix this and just have it be like a normal subscription, or just charge people whenever I'm done with a thing. Just make it really simple, easy to communicate. So they decided that the first step was to fix the way that payments were being processed. And they said, okay, from now on, every time there's a charge, there's a service fee attached to it. We're not bundling anything anymore. There's no great, you know, and instead of saddling the creators with this, we realized the creators are going to hate it. But when we did surveys, it turns out that the patrons, if they knew that more money was going to the creators, they actually didn't have too much of a problem with it. Like some of them hated it. Some of them were neutral. Some of them were actually happy to do it.
Yeah, and that's how my experience was. Oh, wait, you weren't getting all of it?
Or
as I thought you were. Well, that's crappy. I'm happy this change is coming through. Also, if you wouldn't have told me, I probably wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah. So they did like they were working on this for like a year, they said, and like they did a bunch of surveys, and a lot of patrons were like, I just want to give money to these people. If this means more money for them, I'm for it. Like that was the general sentiment, with a few outliers saying, I hate this, you know, fuck you for trying to charge me an extra 38 cents. And so they're like, you know what? This is our best shot. We're going to roll this out in two phases. First things first, we're going to switch over all the fees. They did that. They didn't seem to think it was a big deal. And then it turned out to be this huge fucking deal. Like, everyone freaked out about it. I didn't freak out partially because I really trust Patreon, because they've had the interest of creators in mind throughout all of their choices up to this point. So I was like, this feels like the tail end of a long conversation, and also it's going to be leading into something, because I know they have their eye on changing the way payments work. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just tell everybody there's fees coming. It's like not a big deal. Don't worry about it. And, you know, I had one or two people who are kind of concerned, but for the most part, everyone in the Angel Aaron community kind of shrugged their shoulders and was like, you know what? This is a little bit of a bummer. I kind of don't get it, but it sounds like it's fine.
Well, and anyone who I feel like well done last night was going through and just explaining that it's, instead of coming out of the creator that you're supporting, it's a little bit of extra help from you.
Yeah, but the thing is, I also saw people on like Twitter breaking it down in the way where it shows that that the percentage that the creator is getting from the payment is actually lower than the old system. That's because the fees are increasing to cover the fact that they're not being bundled together anymore. Right. So it's ultimately a decrease in the percentage that creators get from the total payment. And I'm like, oh, that's an interesting perspective. But people are just sort of assuming that because Patreon was charging more for stuff and creators were getting a lower percentage, that Patreon was just keeping a larger chunk. Or that once you got the fees out of the mix, there was more of a pie for Patreon to take their 5% from. And I think both of these things are fundamentally wrong. First off, Patreon's not changing the slice of their cut. Like, out of a $1 pledge, they were taking 5 cents. And that's, like, before and afterwards, that's the same. I saw a lot of reporting on that was just wrong. And then the fees are increasing. But the thing is, they never explained why the fees were increasing. So when people saw that, like, oh, before it only cost 19 cents in fees and now it's 38 cents in fees, Patreon must be keeping the difference. And so I saw all these mathematical breakdowns where they're like, see, if you have all these $1 pledges, you add it all up and then you apply the PayPal payment formula, you can see there's this huge remainder and then Patreon's quietly pocketing it. And I'm like, okay, well,
hold on.
Wait a minute. I don't know where that remainder is going. I don't think it's a mustache twirling plan on Patreon's part to secretly steal from their creators and call it a service fee. So, like, we should probably be asking some big questions of them and asking for more communication. Like, that seems like the first step, because it's a small company and they're really open about their communication, sometimes to a fault. So, like, you know, Jack Conte's on the phone with Amanda Palmer. Jack Conte, the CEO, is, you know, on the phone with one of their most prominent creators on the platform. And he never bothers to, like, I saw her blog post, and he never bothered to explain to her, like, the fundamental underlying issue about, like, this payment structure thing.
But then he charged a different time.
I know, but it's like, but then he explained it in an update to their blog post, but the tone of that update was fucking crazy and exasperated and poisonous and horrible, and it just made people more nervous, and I'm like, guys, you need to
put your PR.
Yeah, no. PR. You have great PR people. Just let them do their jobs. Everyone needs to fucking sit down, get out of the meeting rooms, you know, go just sit on a couch in a relaxation pod or whatever you do in Silicon Valley and, like, let some good people do their jobs. So the thing is that those fees are going to go up. The fees are going to go up because they're fixing something that's broken about the system. They're going to make the subscription system more like how you would expect it was going to work instead of the crazy bullshit they've got right now. But it's raising costs, and they don't know whether or not the creators are supposed to eat those costs or the subscribers are supposed to eat those costs. As a creator, I would love to not eat those costs.
Yeah.
So anything I say about this, I'm like, okay, I just want to be upfront. Of course, I would like to not be paying $600 a month to a black hole. It feels really unfair and I hate it. But people are like, I'm pledging to like 30 campaigns and my costs are about to go up by about 40%, and this sucks, and now I'm going to have to unsubscribe from people. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I'm also subscribing to like 40 campaigns at $1 each, and my costs are also going to go up by 40%. And personally, I am fine with that, but I can't speak for everyone. So I'm like, I hear you. That's the best I can do, is say that I hear you on this. The goal of this is to fix a weird, windy, wormy system that was set up sort of as a placeholder. This is probably how it should have launched. Some people are saying they're going to go to Drip. Guess what? Payment processing fees are a thing on every platform. Drip is going to have something. They're either going to hide them under the surface and make creators eat them, or they're going to look at this and go like, damn, we got to launch with that up front because we do not want to go through this headache that Patreon's going through right now. Or they'll like make a blog post saying they're going to do it better, but then they're going to launch it and it's basically going to be the same thing. Like, there's no way around the fact that someone's going to have to pay these fees. So... Yeah. The story that they need to fix is, where the fuck is that 38 cents going? Who's keeping that 38 cents? Why is it 38 cents? People want to know what's up with this 38 cents. Saying it over and over again, it starts doing like, I have like more than 38 cents just like loose sitting on my desk. So I'm like, who the fuck cares? But I understand why people care. And it's super bad to count other people's money. So you like, hey, you shouldn't care about that money is a bullshit thing to say that no one's going to accept on the internet. I get it. I really get it. They needed to explain that they were going to be switching over the payments to be more sensible, and that this was going to raise fees on creators.
It sounds like it's also going to lower the risk of fraudulent pledges.
Oh, yeah, it will. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something that I feel like has been an issue. Like, people are getting access to content before they should, before they get tested for whether or not they're paying for the subscription. Like, it's kind of another... I just feel like this is really protecting the creator.
Oh, which, yeah. Great point.
So, I don't know. Like, it seems...
I'm
on the side of the creator. But like, this is, we needed an everyman. We needed a messiah in here.
I mean, Jack Conte's a creator at heart, and that's, I think, one of the reasons why he's been such a huge advocate for the creator community. There are a lot of reasons why you want to switch over when people are charged and how they get access to the content on a Patreon. Unless they can renegotiate some new sweetheart deal with a payment processing company to be able to lower those fees to the point where this stuff all starts to make sense at that $1 level, but also at the $100 level.
Yeah.
It's going to cost more to get things the way they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is. I mean, we are not talking about whether it's the responsibility of the creators to pay that or their supporters. We're talking about whether or not Patreon is stealing money from their creators.
And I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think that this is a way of them trying to make sure that you get your money. I don't have any personal ties towards it besides having a Patreon myself, but I do feel like this has been meant to be an uplifting platform for creators rather than something to tear them down. So
yeah. So you know, I mean, if I were them, I would say freeze the policy change for now. Figure out how you can communicate this thing from the beginning, from the top, to explain the benefits of changing when people are charged. Mm-hmm. And then explain that is going to dramatically affect the cost of payment processing.
Mm-hmm.
And say that we are going to be shifting that burden. As that burden increases, we're shifting it on the subscriber side in order to try to insulate our creator community so that people don't see their the value of their campaigns dropping by a significant percentage as this rolls out. The fact that they didn't mention that the service fees were increasing significantly with the shift was the point where they really put their ass in the basket.
Yeah, no kidding. Jeez.
People did the math. I didn't bother doing the math. I was like, that looks about right. And like, you know, I did a little quick napkin math to see, like, is this about the same amount that I'm paying right now? And I was like, yeah, generally. Like, the amount that people were going to be charged as a whole was so similar to the amount that was being taken out from me on the back end quietly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, looks fine. But then when I looked at other people's napkin math, I was like, ooh, this looks really bad from the wrong perspective. Like, why didn't you guys explain why those fees are going up? So I'm trying to explain it here. I hope this explanation helped. I really just wanted to, like, feel like this conversation was about the thing that it's really about. And I don't know who at Patreon needs to know what conversation is happening, because it feels like there's two people talking at each other and not really getting what's important to the other person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the fact that some people are going to have to drop pledges because the fees are going up.
It's
going to
be too expensive, yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I always feel this way. It's really important that in order to support your creator, you've got to be able to support yourself. I don't want people to push their burdens or over-encumber themselves, let's say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if these increased fees mean that you can't afford to support one of my campaigns anymore because it interrupts your ability to, you know, buy food, feel financially secure, whatever. It just exceeds your expendable income. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, like, I'm not going to tell you that it's worth it. The important part is that people who are supporting me take care of themselves first before they start pledging to my Patreon campaign. So when I say, hey, I'm really glad, it's really great that you guys are just taking this responsibility from me and you're taking on this money, like, you're going to be paying this money instead of me. It's awesome. I love that. It feels like it feels like generosity, but it's also forced generosity because they didn't get to make the choice to do it. I'm kind of glad I'm not being forced to make that choice because I don't want to go to them and say, hey, guys, I hate paying these fees, so you should pay them for me. The guy who is your salary, you know, it's like, that's a no. Like, I don't want to make that choice. So the fact that like Big Brother is like reaching in the middle and saying, "Hey,
Haven.
little yeah, the ARC creators are depending on this for their salaries. Like, yeah. we can't. We're not. We're gonna try to fix this dumb thing that we broke 2-3 years ago, but we're not going to have it ruin them. And we need you guys to cover the difference." And I'm just standing there like, "Listen, okay. I want to make sure I'm hearing both of you, and also I'm really glad I don't need to make this choice because."
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, some people are asking for an opt-in, and I'm like, no, don't ask for an opt-in. Just insulate the creator community because the choice of like accepting money for us is already hard enough that having to make the choice to burden ourselves with fees or not. Of course we're going to take on the burden of the fees. Of course we're going to screw ourselves. Like, don't let us screw ourselves is a great thing. I love that. I would have probably just taken on the fees myself and then had it be a negative thing that I felt for a long time that I wasn't talking to my community about. I'm glad that they're looking out for us. I really wish they would look out for themselves better. When things get heated,
you're not a bad person.
Yeah, when things get heated, the communication breaks down, and
it's all right.
All right. Well, that's it. That's all I got. Hey, any closing thoughts before I let people get back to their lives here?
Not really. I mean, have a discussion with your community if you've got one.
Yeah, I gotta say, like, as someone who did not raise an alarm and said that everyone's getting screwed, I didn't see a huge drop in people, exiting from my platform. From my campaign, I saw screenshots of other people having this mass exodus. Twitter is not good at sitting down and having a complex conversation. So taking to Twitter, bad plan. I think that in the future, when there's a complicated issue like this, platform holders should say, "Hey, we've got something complicated to talk about that relates to money. Number one thing you got to remember, don't go to Twitter. It's poison. It will poison the conversation. The format of it will poison the conversation.
Mostly because you can't have a long, in-depth conversation.
It's right.
Which is why this is a podcast, not a blog post.
Hire someone who's a communicator. Hire Mike Rignetta to go and do a 5-minute video on fee structures, right? Get Crash Course. Get Vsauce to do it. Hire someone who's a great communicator to create a bite-sized piece of content explaining the issue rather than having Jack Conti go like, "Update, 3 o'clock and 47 minutes, the fees. We're going to talk about fees, guys. There's fees.
And you gotta, you know, like,
no, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It turns into like Rick Sanchez as soon as he needs to start talking about something important. Get Michael from Vsauce to do it. Fucking get iDubbbz to do it. Get anybody. Like, come on. This is not, Philip DeFranco is a huge part of this platform. Get Philip DeFranco's people to write something up for you. Just, like, work with your creators or your PR department. Payment. Fee structures. We're not qualified to talk about it. That's the worst part. We would love to armchair debate how much is supposed to be paying.
Yeah,
and we're just not qualified because the world we live in is run by bankers and not by artists.
And and I like to draw pointy ears, and I don't like to think about banking.
Yeah. Yep.
So.
Well, hey, I hope this helps make the conversation less toxic and clear up some of the myths around this.
Yeah, and I'm not sorry. I think it was important.
Yeah. And I really still feel confident in Patreon as a platform, and I'm hoping that they get their messaging cleared up because I think they're really trying to do right by, I think they're really trying to help a lot of creators who could benefit a lot from Patreon as a platform.
Yeah.
And it sucks that is the exact opposite of what this looks like. So they got some work to do.
Work, work, work.
Work, work, work. All right. Thanks for joining me. And, thanks for joining me, Elaine.
Yeah, no, it's my pleasure, Peter. Anytime.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.